With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Garofalo. And Mike, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
What's happening, guys? Appreciate you having me.
What's going on, bud?
Oh, hey. Man, hanging in there, hoping for some ball in the fall. We'll see what happens. You're seeing these numbers out of Florida and Texas and elsewhere. I don't know.
Cross your toes anymore. And your fingers, Mike.
Yes.
Cross everything.
Trying my best, dude.
That's what I was going to get at first, Mike, and then we saw the Hall of Fame game canceled. There's a lot of chatter, and Jason and I talked about this yesterday. We might not see preseason football at the very least. How confident are you that we're going to see a regular season start on time right now?
Start on time, there's going to be football in some form or fashion. Like, I can't imagine that we're going to get to a point where it's not going to happen. Everything as of right now looks like it's on time, but you know, by the same token, I'm flipping to the news sites and I'm seeing all the stuff regarding the numbers going up. I mean, the numbers got to go down. The numbers have to stay down. That's the biggest thing, and we're not seeing that in certain parts of the country right now. So it is unquestionably, you know, NFL, NBA are the two hardest. With regard to how much contact you've got between players for an extended period of time, those are the toughest ones with this virus. So there's a lot of questions that coaches around the league and general managers still have with regard to how feasible this all is. I still remain confident that, you know, stuff's going to start on time. But I will be watching closely the next couple of weeks to what happens with these numbers across the nation.
Mike, I don't know where you are with your reporting on this, but it's been kind of unanimous with everybody I've talked to. Privately, they don't want to say too much out loud, but I don't see them bringing 90 dudes to camp. I mean, most of these teams have maybe, you know, a good team, maybe 3 slots that are really up for grabs. You know, bad team, maybe 10. But bringing 90 guys in, especially if you're not going to play any or maybe just one preseason game, as Troy Vincent told us here, it's a numbers game, guys. We got to make the math work, you know, the square footage, the number of human beings who are around each other at any given time. I just have a real hard time thinking they're bringing 90 into these buildings. Certainly not at the same time.
Well, and this is an interesting topic, Jason, because a lot of those guys, if you're going to narrow it down, I don't know, pick a number, 75, whatever. If you're going to narrow it down, those guys never have a shot of making the team anyway. I mean, right. You can get a team to tell you as soon as they sign a guy, he's a camp body.
Right.
At best, he's a practice squad guy. So they're not looking at it like, oh, man, I would love to have taken a look at that guy. They're okay with it. So it's easy from a team standpoint. The hard part and the part that needs to be discussed still is with the NFLPA, because the NFLPA doesn't want to sit there and look like, oh, okay, we agreed to slash 15 players per team, so it looks like we're not giving a lot of guys that are part of our paying membership the chance to earn a job. But by the same token, they also have to look at it from the flip side, which is, all right, getting rid of those 15 guys just for this year might help your other guys play games and make money. And there are a lot more of those guys who, again, were going to make the team in the first place and be key parts of teams, that you might want to protect them versus, because my understanding is it's already been broached, whether officially or unofficially, that the league wanted to trim training camp rosters, and the union
yes.
pushed back on that. Now,
yes.
that's all subject to further negotiating and further discussion, because there's a lot that needs to be worked out between the league and the union. So I will be watching that, because if the union does that, it doesn't mean that they're saying, well, forget these guys, they don't matter. It's that they're saying, we've got to sacrifice some folks' opportunities here to make sure that other guys stay safe and get a chance to earn their paychecks.
Well, and the corollary to that I've heard, now, and this has been more conceptual than hardcore negotiation, but the idea that if they do go this route and you're sending hundreds of guys to the street, you try to replicate that XFL model where instead of bringing 5 to 8 guys into your building from God knows where every Tuesday to find a backup, you know, a swing tackle or a backup center, if you
yeah.
have all these guys at one location and you have NFL people training them, right, and they sign practice squad type contracts, and they can virtually do all the workouts there. We watch it. We already know the 40 time. It's like a combine. We already have all the metrics on them. We know their height. We know their weight. We know that they're healthy because they're getting swabbed every day there. And we could just do it over Zoom and fly one guy to our bubble or quasi-bubble, you know what I mean, instead of 20 guys in the first month of the season.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that, and I think that that's something that they should look at and will look at in normal circumstances. The only issue, because I did ask about that, the only issue is, well, now you've got those guys are close in proximity and working out together versus if they were on their own, you know, they can socially distance, which I don't know how much you trust all these guys anyway to be socially distancing afar. It's just, it's like you solve one problem and you create another problem. That's what this whole spring thing
yeah.
has been about, and the NFL trying to figure this thing out on the fly. And I say figuring it out on the fly because it's not like we're going to open training camp and everybody's going to be like, all right, cool, we got everything figured out. I mean,
right.
this is going to be fits and starts and adaptations and changes as we go along for this entire season. And you hope, everybody that loves football, you hope that that doesn't mean changes to the schedule once we get in or pauses or anything like that, because that's just, That creates all kinds of problems to have to stop and then restart.
Mike Garofalo joining us from NFL Network. It's Inside Access. Jason Lockenfor, Ken Wyman. We talk about the games going on. In your mind, are we seeing fans in stadiums this year, Mike?
Certainly not the capacity. And the fact that you've got teams already telling their fans, hey, you can take a year off and you come back and you won't lose your status as a season ticket holder. Is there a way of basically saying, hey, we need volunteers because we don't think we're going to be allowed to fill the building anyway?
Yeah.
So anybody who would like to stand up and come off of our count, that is them admitting that these stadiums are not going to be full. I've had, you know, I live in Jersey. I had a guy works at a butcher shop that I go to ask me, am I going to be allowed to go to the game? And I said, do you want to go? He says, absolutely. I said, well, if you want to go, you're going to have a shot, I believe, as part of a smaller contingent of fans that will be allowed to go. I said, but I know that there's other folks because either A, they're scared, they don't want to go out in a place where a lot of people are in the middle of a pandemic, or B, they've been furloughed, laid off, or suffered a pay cut, and they'd like to be able to not have to pay their season ticket bill for a year. I said, so if you're willing and able, I feel pretty confident that at least at some point this year you're going to have a chance to go out to see your team. I think that's going to wind up being the case in a lot of places.
The COVID hasn't obviously affected the NFL schedule or calendar that much other than OTAs, but it certainly has affected the business of football, Mike. It's been a long time since we saw anybody get a real contract here, and there's some real questions about some players who I think we all would have kind of penciled in for, you know, breaking the bank like a Mahomes or like a Deshaun Watson that at the very least is being slow played now as they kind of try to figure out the economic realities of 2020. I don't see much hope for a guy like Jamal Adams to talk his way out of there and into a big contract somewhere else in a setting like this. I don't see Jadeveon Clowney's market getting any better the deeper we get into this. What are your thoughts on some of these situations?
Yeah, I'd love to know what Clowney's strategy is. Or if he even has one, to be honest with you, because he could have taken it, he could have negotiated his way into a 1-year deal, a while back,
yep.
And then you reset. I mean, listen, for a number of reasons. One, you want to get a chance to prove that you can stay healthy because the core muscle issue that he had this year is an ongoing concern for a number of teams. I know that much. So get back, stay healthy, prove that you can have an impact more than just – and listen, if folks are looking at the sack number, which I think was 3 last year. He had a much bigger impact
yes.
than 3 sacks. I mean, you just put the damn tape on.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get back and maybe you finish off and you get to double-digit sacks or something like that, and then you can hit it big when things are normal again. That's the other thing. You got the COVID situation hanging. So, I think he's got to find the best one-year deal for him and then hope that everything, including this pandemic, works out for him, number one. Jamal Adams, you mentioned, is I don't know what he's trying to do or what he thinks he's going to be able to do. That's going to be a major issue. And now he's gone so far down the road that – and this is dating back to last year and the trade deadline. I mean, there's so much toothpaste that has to be put back in the tube there for him to get back and earn his way back with the Jets. And then just across the league, guys that are looking for extensions, somebody mentioned one the other day. And trust me, I don't even think this guy's a starter. I'm not teasing anything big, but I called the agent. The agent's like, yeah, been agreed to for like a month, but we haven't had a chance to take a physical. Lord knows if it's ever really going to happen. Like, I've got it agreed to verbally with the team.
Right.
So how many of those are out there across the league, which, all right, it's done. As soon as we get back to normal, so don't mention it to anybody. As soon as we get back to normal, we'll finalize this deal. So maybe you'll see a run of contract extensions if and when we get back to normal this year. So it's financially – it's and this is something that we've mentioned and reported on. You don't want nobody – players, teams, GMs, owners – nobody wants a situation where you've got a $200 million cap this year and then a $165 million cap, whatever, pick your number, next year, and then back to normal the year after. You need a smooth cap if you're going to do these extensions. So there's still a matter of, are the players going to give back money this year so that they can afford themselves the chance to do these extensions and maybe not lose their jobs? Because the minute teams look at it and say, all right, you're not lowering the cap this year, you're not giving us money back across the board, all right, we just got to whack 2 or 3 of our highest
yep.
paid veterans,
yep.
and now all of a sudden those guys are on the street, you know? Locally, yep. I mean, relatively locally there. Ryan Kerrigan, that's a guy who's got a huge non-guaranteed
yes.
base salary on a deep defensive line. Guys like him might wind up losing their jobs if the union doesn't work better with the league on this.
Mike, you know how many pass rushers are out there. If Olivier Vernon gets whacked tomorrow, he ain't getting anything
yeah.
close to what he's set to make. I mean, like, it's
no.
just not – that's not going to happen. I'll go get Clay Matthews for a couple million. I'll go get Mike Daniels for $1 million.
Yeah.
Like, what? Nah, uh-uh.
Yeah. And Olivier Vernon knows what's going on. So if everybody – and this goes back to what we talked about earlier, which is the union is going to do some things that – or agree to some things, and people might kill them and say, how could you do this? Or how could you give back money this year? Screw the owners. No, well, you're hurting yourself too. You know, you've got to realize that there's going to be some pain. It's not like the owners are saying, well, we're taking some money back. No, it's revenue that both sides – share, and in one way or another, they're going to lose money because the whole business is losing money this year. So how do you want to manage it? Do you want to make sure that these higher-priced veterans and guys really across the board are conducting better business overall?
Mike Garofalo, before we let you go, help us settle a show debate between Jason and I. We ask every guest this question. Simple question, are you a bar soap or body wash man?
Bar soap.
Yes,
I'm not a loofah guy. And if you
Thank
don't use a loofah, if you don't do the loofah, the body soap doesn't soap up as well. It won't, like on a wash rag or on your hands. So bar soap all day, every day.
Good man.
Mike Garofalo, I don't agree with your choice of soap, but we really do appreciate your time. You can find Mike on Twitter at Mike Garofalo. Mike, thank you so much
Thanks,
for your time.
Bud.
We appreciate it.
You got it, boys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.